Am I live? Hello! Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. Welcome to a brand new group. Well, the same group with a different name. Thank you for tuning in and joining me on this new chapter, this new part of my journey. I have renamed this group from Do More, Be More, Love the Journey to Fat Loss for Mums. Lose weight, feel great with just lose weight and feel great with simple habits. That's what it's called. Just some simple habits, some simple tips and tricks that I want to bring to you. I'm making a big push to get a lot more value, a lot more information out there about fitness and health, because it is something that is very important to me. I do love the mindset stuff. I love the purpose stuff. And yes, that is still part of the services I offer and the part of my goals and stuff like that. But nothing really beats the feeling of helping people lose weight and feel better with, you know, with some very, very basic things that I don't need to be with you one-on-one holding your hand. I can make videos like this, which are going to help you help yourself, right? So enough of that. What's today's video podcast about? It's about the number one food to lose weight that no one talks about. You might Google it. You might ask someone, a personal trainer or a friend, you know, what's the best foods? What's the best foods? What's a superfood? What's the best? All right, let me make this very simple for you. We're about simple habits in this group to lose weight and feel great, right? We want to get fat loss. We're busy, we're stressed, we're tired, we're not sure where to go or how to start. Let me break it down. The whole fucking fitness, not the whole fitness industry, but a large portion of the fitness industry is like any industry, like any business, it wants to make money, right? So they're not going to tell you the simple answer that doesn't cost them anything, that you can get for free, that is literally makes all of their bullshit irrelevant, right? So what am I talking about? Well, this food is going to make you feel more full than any other food. There is no single food that's going to be more, provide better nutrients and better energy for your body. Okay, so imagine having this food and you feel full, you're no longer hungry. Imagine having this food and you're no longer tired or exhausted or low energy, right? I think, well, a big pattern for me and the clients that I talk to and the personal training clients and the online clients and stuff that I've had over the last 6 years or so, that's a big problem is, hey, I'm eating too much food. I want to lose weight because, oh, well, why are you eating too much? Well, I'm tired and I have no energy. I feel like if I eat, it's going to give me energy. And when I'm tired, I get more cravings. So I just want to fucking eat because I'm tired. So, right. So imagine being able to solve the two biggest problems of why you put on weight and why you can't lose weight with one simple food. Now, have you guessed it? Hold on. Let me have a sip of water. Oh, did you guess it? It's not actually a food. It's a liquid. It's called water. H2O. Wow, did I get you? Where you're like, what's this food he's talking about? Is he talking about oats? Is he talking about vegetables? Is he talking about... I don't know what he's talking about. He's talking about water. Water is probably the most overlooked part of someone's lifestyle. And I see it all the time. People are trying to change their diet and add more exercise before they change their water. So do you know what the number one best tip to lose weight is? First thing you do when you wake up in the morning is you scull as much water as you can. Now, this might sound a bit crazy. This is definitely probably going to sound crazy for a lot of people. First thing I do when I wake up, most mornings, I've done this probably 99% of mornings the last 4 years, because sometimes when I stay at my girlfriend's and I have excuses or I sleep in or yada yada, excuses. But it's a pretty good routine for me. So I wake up first thing in the morning and I scull about a liter to a liter and a half of water straight up. It's not hot water, it's not fucking essential oil water, it's just plain pure tap filtered water with room temperature, and I put a bit of pink Himalayan salt in it, and that stops me from getting from peeing too much and bloated. If you're getting bloated and you're peeing a lot, try putting a you have to start very small. Start with a pinch of sea salt and put that in your water. And that'll what that basically does is it's salt. So salt is like a sponge inside of your body. So what happens with a sponge when you get it wet? It soaks it up, right? So you're basically, when you're adding more salt to your body, it's expanding the sponge within your body, so you're going to be able to hold on to the water more. And you actually need, it's not so much about having water, it's about being hydrated, and being hydrated means that you have an equal balance of electrolytes in your body. So potassium, sodium, magnesium, I think that's all of them. But all of those little nutrients or chemicals, whatever they're called, you need a balance of those, otherwise you have very low energy. It's like a chemical fucking formula that's going to give you the electricity, which is another great metaphor for why water is so good. It's like you're allowing the electricity to conduct a lot more efficiently all around your body. This is how fucking crazy it is. Every single cell of your body has mitochondria within it, right? I don't know if you skipped year 7 biology, but the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell, right? So we're made of cells, and inside the cell is the mitochondria, the powerhouse. Okay, the thing that gives it the workhorse, the engine, the electricity, the energy. If you want more energy, more focus, right? How do you lose weight? You stop eating and you exercise more. If you drink water, you're feeling more full and you have more energy to move around and burn calories. Also, your whole body is running so much more efficiently that you're going to actually be burning more calories. A lot of people in the diet industry, in the fat loss industry, it's all about restricting. Oh, I need to take away calories. Oh, I need to, if anything, they add in stress. They add in, 15,000 fucking steps a day, or a big workout, or HIIT workout, or whatever it is, right? It's restricting, which is adding stress, and then it's adding in this intense exercise and this over excessive exercise, which is also stress. So you're stressing your body out more, your body's not running optimally. It's like putting really shit fuel into your Ferrari. It's not going to run optimally, it's not going to perform the best. When you put amazing fuel in the car, it goes faster. We want your body to be running effectively and efficiently and smooth and as sexy as a Ferrari. Right, so what I'm saying, we'll go back to the mitochondria. The mitochondria is surrounded by water. In order for your cells and your body to have energy at the cellular level, at the lowest fucking little level you can go to, every single cell is surrounded by water. You need water for energy. So, brain function, like that foggy headache, it's like actually ingrained in my brain. When I was younger and my mum would have a headache and my dad would be like, "Have you had enough water?" It's so true because water is the universal solvent and it gives us energy. And it's okay. Here's another thing. There is 4 to 5 liters of toxins and waste circulating through your body every single day. 4 to 5 liters. So this giant fucking canteen of water that I actually love, stainless steel. Pro tip for water, if you can get stainless steel or glass, highly recommend that over the plastic. This is 2 liters. It's a big fucking, you could knock someone out this thing. Now, two of these, imagine two of these. That's how much waste and toxins, it's called lymphatic fluid. That's how much lymphatic fluid is floating around your body and going through your body every single day. Now, imagine you have a river that's full of gunk and bullshit. You know when it hasn't rained for a while and the water's not flowing and it's kind of low and it's full of like mosquitoes and moss and mold and just gross. There's like dead bugs and sticks and it's just hot. It's disgusting. You don't even want to look at it and the smell of it is repulsive, right? You wouldn't go up and want to drink out of that, okay? You wouldn't want to go and swim in it. That's what's happening to your body if you're not drinking water. When you drink enough water, right? So you want about 800, no, I'm messing this up. You want about 2 liters a day. I mean, yeah. I need to go back to the Andrew Huberman, how much. You basically want to drink about 2 liters of waters within the first 10 hours of day, 10 hours of the day since waking up. Right, so when you get enough water, you're allowing the 4 to 5 liters of waste to flow out of your body. It's going to come out of your urine, it's going to come out of your poo, it's going to come out of your sweat, it's going to come out of your breath. Do you know, fun fact, do you know where most of the fat goes? When you lose weight, when you lose fat, where do you think it goes? Can anyone have a guess? You exhale it. You exhale it. How crazy is that? Your body breaks it all down and you exhale the water. So, what else is there about water? I mean, that's really it. I mean, your kidneys are gonna, are gonna flush everything out. Your kidneys help with the lymphatic system to flush it all out. Your mood's going to improve. Your body's going to be able to regulate its temperature a lot easier because it's going to have more energy and more like new stuff flowing around. Your body's going to be able to move around different proteins and nutrients that it needs. It's going to move oxygen all around your body. It's really crazy the amazing benefits of water. Okay, so what do you do with this information? Start by drinking some water first thing in the morning, as soon as you wake up. And what that's going to do is that's going to basically tell your body, hey, let's get working. It's going to get the kidneys, the liver, the adrenals, the gallbladder, like all of your organs, all of the good stuff. It's going to turn, you're basically turning your system on. You're at night is you're resting, and then the day is time to testing. Time to test you. The day tests you and the night rests you. So you wake up from a restful night's sleep. Now it's like turning the computer on. You want to turn the body on. You scald the water with a bit of salt in it, a bit of lemon if you can, a drop of essential oil if you're super kinky in the morning. And that'll just turn all the body on. You'll feel great. Your body starts sweating. Your body starts moving around all the waste. You start going to the toilet. You're going to do a poo. A lot of the time when you're constipated, it's actually because you're dehydrated. Like you need to almost like, yeah, you know when you cook like a pasta and there's not enough water and then it turns to all dry shit. Like, that's what happens to your insides if you're not having enough water. You want to have enough water to make sure you can push everything out, okay? very important. Like, you got to get rid of those toxins and the weight, like so much waste that comes through your body, especially today with all of the chemicals and extra things and everything going on, and the fucking COVID vaccine, right? You gotta flush that out of your system. So yeah, wake up in the morning, have some water as much as you can until your stomach feels full, you get everything flowing and going in the morning. Side note, try not to have coffee sort of first thing, and wait about an hour after waking, because that's going to set your natural cortisol levels to increase. Get some sunlight in the morning. Like, I'm looking at the sun right now. Sunlight is amazing for, you want to set your body up like it's a clock, and you want to reset the master system. Say, hey, I'm having some water, I'm looking in the sun, and I'm feeling great. Let's go and get it. It's time to shine, rise and shine. So then throughout the day, for the first 10 hours of the day, you want to be having about a cup of water every hour. Have a little bit of water each hour, and check with your brain and your energy. Like, am I feeling low energy? Am I feeling high energy? Am I feeling bloated? Am I going to the toilet every 2 seconds, peeing out like clear liquid? Then that's probably too much water, or you need to add like a tiny, tiny bit of pink Himalayan sea salt to your water. That's going to keep your electrolyte and your sodium levels a bit higher throughout the body. So you're going to be able to hold on and use the beautiful water within your system. The biggest thing with this tip and with all of the information I'm going to be putting out is to not be in a rush, be very clear and present with where you are in your journey right now. If you're using, like some people I had in the gym, they didn't drink water. They didn't even drink water, like none at all. So for them, drinking one sip of water is a fucking achievement. You have to be, I don't want to say you have to be, but I think in order to grow and be successful and be happy with where you're at and make progress in anything that you do, especially with your health, is to not compare yourself to other people. You know, you've all heard, don't compare your chapter one to chapter fucking 20. Be aware of where you're at in your level, because there's always someone below you and always someone above you. When I was first starting to do triathlon and Ironman, you know, I'm a reasonably fit guy, but when I rocked up to the triathlon club, there's all these like 14-year-old shredded kids that are fucking absolutely flogging me in the pool and on the bike and running. And I'm just like, Jesus, I'm so unfit. But then the other week, I went out with a couple of my friends to do a little fun triathlon thing, and I was flying past them. So I looked up to the people in the triathlon pool, but then my friends were looking up to me. So people are always going to look up to you or look down to you, and you're always going to look up to others and look down on others as well. It's like we're all on our own separate journeys, and hey, I really like health. But you might really like your kids and really like business or really like painting or traveling or whatever it is. It's like we all have our own individual gifts. And I think the point of life is to share our gifts with others, not try and criticize or take other people's gifts away from them. So I really want to express that and share that piece of advice, is to just be grateful for where you're at, be aware of where you're at, and set a goal, no matter how big or how small, and just take, you know, a tiny step, take one step forward and fucking pat yourself on the back for taking that one step forward, because that's fucking hard. And even though sometimes you take 100 steps back, it's all about just, okay, today's a new day. I know Mitch said that if I drink water in the morning, it's great for me. So I'm going to, you know, tomorrow morning, no matter what time I wake up, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to have my bottle of water ready next to me. and I'm just going to have that scull the water. And I'm going to do that for a week straight and see how I feel. It's a little experiment. It's not... It's not you that's going to fail. It's the experiment that fails. And just making small, tiny progress every day. So, yes. There's always someone above. There's always someone below. Don't compare... Focus on where you're at and what your goal is and pat yourself on the back for every single step forward you take. That's going to be the end of today's video. If you have any other questions, I put a poll in this group asking what your biggest challenges with fat loss are. So if you want to either comment that or add into the poll, there's already a few people onto that. But I will see you next time. Leave your questions, comments, and feedback. Lots of love and wisdom to you all. And I'll see you next time. Have a beautiful day.